You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Now, we have been learning about the mind of Christ, and the scripture says that same mind must be in us. So we saw that Jesus, though being equal with God, he did not lay hold of it, but made himself of no reputation and became a servant and came in the likeness of men. And then he humbled himself and became obedient. And it was obedience that took Jesus to the cross. It was obedience that made him to die a cruel death on the cross. And the scripture is saying, we also should be like this. Everywhere you see anybody humble himself, God will exalt that person. You see, God can exalt, and it doesn't need connection. Many people are looking for connection today. You wish you knew this person. You want to know this man. You are just thinking that, oh, if somebody can just see your face today, maybe you will be lifted up. No. All that you need is to live a life of obedience before the Father. God is able to lift, and he will not consult anybody. The Bible said, therefore, God also has highly exalted him. It was God who exalted him. God does not need money to exalt you. He does not need economy to exalt you. He does not need a man to exalt you. God is capable on his own to exalt you. Just humble yourself and God will exalt you. It was God who exalted Jesus and gave him a name that is above every name. But so you will see that Jesus didn't get this exaltation as a default or automatically. It was because he humbled himself, he became disobedient, he became obedient. He did not make himself of any reputation, but the Bible says he made himself of no reputation. There was no disobedience in him all of his life. There was no lie or deception on his lips. And the Bible said, who knew no sin? Jesus suffered terribly, but then God exalted him. God. I pray that your exaltation will be of the Lord. Brethren, remove your eyes from men and focus on Jesus. God is able to exalt any man in any circumstance, in any situation, and in any country. There is no limitation to God exalting a man except that man refuses to humble himself. The Bible says, humble yourself under the hand of the Almighty God, and he will exalt you. Jesus humbled himself. What is the result? God exalted him. It's the same thing, brethren. When you humble yourself, if you're a wife, humble yourself. You're a husband, humble yourself. You're a child, humble yourself. You are a staff working somewhere, humble yourself. God is capable of exalting you. It's not the promotion you get at work that is most important. It is God exalting you. He has capacity to exalt a man. And when God exalts a man, nobody can put that man down. And God does not need consultation with anybody. God does not need favorable circumstance. No. God, when he desires to exalt, he exalts, and nobody can stop it. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can see information about this ministry, rather, on that website. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.